This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at spinal fusion for chronic low back pain, yoga, stress, and inflammation, and finally a story about early predictors of lumbar spine surgery. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 402, recorded March 22nd, 2013. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teeglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Spinal fusion is a common but controversial treatment for chronic low back pain, with outcomes similar to those of program conservative care. To improve the results of fusion, tests for patient selection are used in clinical practice. A recent study in the Spine Journal was published to determine the prognostic accuracy of tests for patient selection that are currently used in clinical practice to identify those patients with chronic low back pain who will benefit from spinal fusion. The authors reviewed studies that compared the results of magnetic resonance imaging, provocative discography, facet joint blocks, orthosis immobilization, and temporary external fixation with the clinical outcome of patients who underwent spinal fusion for chronic low back pain. The outcome measures were to determine the prognostic accuracy of tests to predict the clinical outcome of spinal fusion in terms of sensitivity, specificity, and likelihood ratios. The study concluded that no subset of patients with chronic low back pain could be identified for whom spinal fusion is a predictable and effective treatment. Best evidence does not support the use of current tests for patient selection in clinical practice. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Previously, it was shown that a brief yoga-based lifestyle intervention was efficacious in reducing oxidative stress and risk of chronic diseases, even in a short duration. The objective of a recent study published in the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine was to assess the efficacy of this intervention in reducing stress and inflammation in patients with chronic inflammatory diseases. The study reports preliminary results from a non-randomized prospective ongoing study with pre-post design. The study was conducted at the Integral Health Clinic, an outpatient facility conducting these yoga-based lifestyle intervention programs for prevention and management of chronic diseases. Patients with chronic inflammatory diseases and overweight or obese subjects were included, while physically challenged and those on other interventions were excluded from the study. The study concluded that this brief yoga-based lifestyle intervention reduced the markers of stress and inflammation as early as 10 days in patients with chronic disease. However, complete results of this study will confirm whether this program has utility as complementary and alternative therapy. Surf to our show notes for links. A recent study published in the journal Spine was published to identify early predictors of lumbar spine surgery within 3 years after occupational back injury. Back injuries are the most prevalent occupational injury in the United States. Few prospective studies have examined early predictors of spine surgery after work-related back injury. The authors of the study examined the early predictors of lumbar spine surgery within 3 years among Washington state workers with new workers' compensation temporary total disability claims for back injuries. Reduced odds of surgery were observed for those under the age of 35, in women, Hispanics, and those whose first provider was a chiropractor. 42.7% of workers who first saw a surgeon had surgery, in contrast to only 1.5% of those who saw a chiropractor. The study concluded that baseline variables in multiple domains predicted lumbar spine surgery. There was a very strong association between surgery and first provider seen for the injury, even after adjustment for other important variables. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Ego is to the true self what a flashlight is to a spotlight. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Igla. Try to say goodnight as friends, wake up lovers in the morning. Guess I should have stayed.